Chapter 5 Inside the Big House. A few days later, Jacob came to the cabin to speak to Sarah.
"You must dress Molly in her best clothes," he said. "The master wants to see her in the house."
Sarah was terrified and pulled Molly behind her.
"No, not my Molly,"
she cried.
"He can't take my daughter."
"Sarah, the master's waiting,"
insisted Jacob.
"He'll come himself and then we'll have problems."
But Sarah didn't move.
"Let the master come," she said. "He won't take my daughter. He must kill me first."
"No, Mama!"
shouted Molly.
"Don't make the master angry. I'll go with Jacob. I'll be okay. Don't worry, Mama."
Molly put on her clean dress and followed Jacob out of the door. She looked at her terrified mother and smiled at her bravely.
"I'll return soon," she said.
She followed Jacob into the big house. It was her first time inside the house, and it frightened her. Everything was enormous and impressive. Jacob and Molly went upstairs and walked down a long corridor. They stopped outside a room, and Molly heard the baby crying.
"Knock and go inside,"
he said. Molly was very frightened.
"Is Mr. Smith going to weigh me and sell me in the market like Tom?"
she asked. Jacob didn't reply. He left her outside the door and went to do his work.